Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 21 and today we're talking about the weather. What is the weather like today? ¿Qué tiempo hace hoy? I hope you enjoy today's lesson.
Coffee Break. Coffee Break Español.
Okay, so before we get into today's lesson, just to mention one thing, and that is when I ask Cara, are you ready? ¿Estás lista? She answers slightly differently from normally. What did you say, Cara?
Claro que sí.
Claro que sí. Claro que sí. Can you repeat that, please? Claro que sí.
Claro que sí.
Claro que sí means of course, as in of course I am. Claro que sí. ¿Estás lista? Claro que sí. Of course I am.
Claro que sí.
And equally, you could say claro que no.
Claro que no.
So that's just another way of answering the question, ¿estás listo or estás lista? Let's get on and talk about today's topic. And today's topic is the weather, something that everyone on holiday needs to know about. Today we're going to cover talking about the weather. What's the weather like today? We're also going to be looking at different phrases to describe the weather. And then we'll talk about what the weather's going to be like tomorrow, something that is very useful when you're on holiday in Spain or a Spanish-speaking country. Let's start with the phrase, what is the weather like? ¿Qué tiempo hace?
¿Qué tiempo hace?
¿Qué tiempo hace?
¿Qué tiempo hace?
Okay, now if you're in Latin America, you would say, ¿qué tiempo hace?
¿Qué tiempo hace?
Okay, so ¿qué tiempo hace or qué tiempo hace literally means what weather is it doing? Okay, so the weather does in Spanish. Hace means it does. ¿Qué tiempo hace?
¿Qué tiempo hace?
And you could add in hoy at the end. Hoy.
Hoy.
And hoy means today. It's a word that we've come across already. ¿Qué tiempo hace hoy?
¿Qué tiempo hace hoy?
Okay. We're going to learn some possible answers for this. And we're going to start by using the same word, hace or hace.
Hace, hace.
And again, this word comes from the verb hacer, meaning to do. So hace literally means it does. Imagine asking, what's the weather doing? What is it doing? It does, it is doing. Hace sol.
Hace sol.
Hace sol.
Hace sol.
In Latin America, hace sol.
Hace sol.
Now, I'm sure that you will probably know what sol means.
Sun.
It's the sun, that's right. So, hace sol or hace sol means it's sunny. Literally, it's doing sunshine. Now, that might sound a little strange that the weather is doing something, but if you imagine the weather being this person living up in the sky, deciding what the weather's going to be like today, the weather is actually doing or making sunshine or making rain. I know this is a bit weird, but anyway, if you imagine it this way, it might help you remember that hace means is doing or does. So, hace sol.
Hace sol.
Okay. In English, we would say, it's sunny. But in Spanish, you've got to say hace plus whatever the weather's like. Hace sol.
Hace sol.
Or hace sol.
Hace sol.
Let's imagine that the weather is windy. To say it's windy, you say hace viento.
Hace viento.
And hace viento literally means it's doing wind. Let's have no comments about this. Hace viento.
Hace viento.
And in Latin America, hace viento.
Hace viento.
Viento. Viento.
Viento.
Okay, now viento starts with a V, and it's that Spanish V sound. It's a kind of combination of B and V. So, viento.
Viento.
In some parts of Latin America in particular, you will hear viento with a proper V sound. Hace viento.
Hace viento.
In Spain, you're more likely to hear hace viento.
Hace viento.
Muy bien. So we've had hace sol.
Hace sol.
Hace viento.
Hace viento.
Let's see what else the weather might be doing. It might be cold. Hace frío.
Hace frío.
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 Hace frío.
Hace frío.
Now, if you've learned French or Italian, you'll recognise frío as similar to the word froid or freddo. So, frío is cold. Hace frío.
Hace frío.
And in Latin America, hace frío.
Hace frío.
It might, alternatively, be warm. Hace calor.
Hace calor.
Hace calor.
Hace calor.
And again in Latin America, hace calor.
Hace calor.
Muy bien. So, hace sol, hace viento, hace frío, hace calor. It's sunny, it's windy, it's cold, it's hot. You may want to say, it's good weather or it's nice weather. Can you remember what the word for good is?
Bueno.
Bueno, okay, it's a word that I use quite regularly, bueno. Vamos a hacer otra cosa, bueno, in that sense. It's also the word that forms part of good morning, although in that situation it's buenos, buenos días, or buenas tardes, buenas tardes. So, bueno, buenas, buenos, and so on, are all related to the word for good. When we're talking about the weather, we talk about buen tiempo.
Buen tiempo.
So we've already learned the word tiempo, meaning weather. Buen tiempo means good weather. Let's repeat that. Buen tiempo.
Buen tiempo.
Buen tiempo.
Buen tiempo.
Muy bien. So you could say, it does good weather. Hace buen tiempo.
Hace buen tiempo.
Or, again, in Latin America, hace buen tiempo.
Hace buen tiempo.
Muy bien. And the opposite of that, bad weather, would be mal tiempo.
Mal tiempo.
Okay, let's repeat that together. Hace mal tiempo.
Hace mal tiempo.
Muy bien. Hace mal tiempo.
Hace mal tiempo.
And again, Latin Americans would say, hace mal tiempo.
Hace mal tiempo. Why are there so many forms of the word bueno?
It all really depends on what bueno goes with. Bueno on its own is used for well. Bueno. Vamos a hacer esto. Well, let's do this. But you also have bueno, as in buenos días, when it's masculine plural, buenas tardes, feminine plural, and so on. Buen, when it comes with tiempo, is an example of an adjective that's used before the noun in Spanish. And indeed, like malo, it is a shortened form when it comes before the noun. So rather than bueno, it becomes buen, and malo becomes mal. So there are basically different versions of the adjectives depending on where they come in the sentence and what they have to agree with.
Okay, thank you.
So let's run through what we've learned so far in today's programme. We've got the question, ¿qué tiempo hace hoy?
¿Qué tiempo hace hoy?
And that means, what's the weather like today? We have different answers, ¿hace sol?
Hace sol.
It's sunny. Hace viento.
Hace viento.
It's windy. Hace frío.
Hace frío.
It's cold. Hace calor.
Hace calor.
It's warm. We've also had it's good weather. Hace buen tiempo.
Hace buen tiempo.
And hace mal tiempo.
Hace mal tiempo.
It's bad weather. All of these phrases use the word hace, or in Latin America, hace. But we're going to add in two more words here. The first of these is llueve.
Llueve.
Yeah, llueve is a really tricky word to say because it starts with a double L sound, just like the word me llamo, me llamo.
Me llamo.
So, llueve.
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 Uh-huh. Some people might say llueve.
Llueve.
Uh-huh. That means it's raining. Llueve.
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 If you're finding this difficult, start with llueve. Cara, you try that.
Llueve.
Okay. There's three sounds there at the beginning. There's the L, then the E, and the U. So, llueve.
Llueve.
Exacto. Okay, now, if you're pronouncing this right, your tongue will have almost done a full circle in your mouth while you've said that. Llueve. It starts off at the front of your mouth, and then it goes backwards, and then it comes forward again. Llueve.
Llueve.
Okay, now maybe some of you got this first time round, but others of you will probably find it a bit more tricky. So hopefully you don't mind us going through the extra pronunciation practice there. Llueve means it's raining. There's another word that we're going to learn here, and that is nieva.
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 Nieva means it's snowing. Nieva.
Nieva.
Okay, so let's go back to llueve.
Llueve.
And nieva.
Nieva.
Muy bien, excelente. Now that's eight different phrases to talk about the weather. Some of them use hace, as we've learned, and then others use their own word, llueve and nieva. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, we already heard that athe means it's doing or it does. Athe comes from hacer, meaning to do or to make. Hacer.
Hacer.
And in Latin America, you would say hacer.
Hacer.
So, hacer means to do or to make. Llueve comes from llover.
Llover.
To rain. Llover.
Llover.
And nieva comes from nevar.
Nevar.
Nevar means to snow. Nevar.
Nevar.
Muy bien. Now I want you to think about these three infinitives. The infinitive form is, of course, the form to do something, to rain, to snow. And think of the difference between hacer, llover, and nevar. One of the main differences is the fact that with hacer, you could say I do, or you do, or she does, or we do. With llover, you can only say it rains, or it's raining. You can't say I rain, or we rain, and you can't say I snow, or we snow. So llover and nevar are what are called impersonal verbs. It only exists, they only exist in the third person singular, the it part. It rains, it snows. Whereas hacer can exist in the I part, the you part, the she part, and so on. We're going to use these infinitives because we're now going to say, tomorrow it's going to snow or to rain. So let's take llover, to rain. It's going to rain is va a llover.
Va a llover.
Muy bien. Three words. Va.
Va.
A.
A.
Llover.
Llover.
Literally, it goes to rain or it is going to rain. Va a llover.
Va a llover.
So if va a llover means it's going to rain, how would you say it's going to snow?
Va a nevar.
Muy bien. Va a nevar.
Va a nevar.
Muy bien. So mañana va a nevar.
Mañana va a nevar.
Which is not nevar, but nevar.
Nevar.
Muy bien. Nevar. Mañana va a nevar.
Mañana va a nevar.
And mañana is obviously the word for tomorrow because we've already learned until tomorrow. Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Muy bien. Now, if va a nevar means it's going to snow and va a llover means it's going to rain, we're now going to use hacer in the same type of construction. Let's think we're talking about it's going to be sunny. So to do sun would be?
Hace sol.
Well, hace sol is it's doing sun, it does sun. So to do sun is?
Hacer sol.
Hacer sol. Hacer being the infinitive from which comes hace. Hacer sol.
Hacer sol.
So, tomorrow, it's going to be sunny.
Mañana va a hacer sol.
Muy bien. Mañana va a hacer sol.
Mañana va a hacer sol.
Muy bien. How would you say, tomorrow, it's going to be cold?
Mañana va a hacer frío.
Perfecto. Now, it's very, very important that you remember here that hacer frío is how you say to be cold. As soon as we say to be, you might start thinking, oh, that's something to do with estar or something like that. But in this case, because we're talking about weather, that's why we started off saying that the weather does things. It's doing cold. It's doing warmth. It's doing wind and so on. So, mañana va a hacer frío.
Mañana va a hacer frío.
Muy bien. Tomorrow is going to be nice weather, good weather.
Mañana va a hacer buen tiempo.
Muy bien. So, let's say we wanted to say, today it's sunny, but tomorrow it's going to be cold. See if you can work that one out.
Hoy hace sol, pero mañana voy a hacer... What was again?
Cold.
Frío.
Okay, that was almost perfect, but you said voy a hacer frío.
Oh, va a hacer frío.
Yeah. Now, so some of you listening might be wondering what voy a hacer frío means. Voy a means I am going to. So literally Cara was saying, I am going to do cold. I think Cara's turning into the weather now. va a hacer frío.
Va a hacer frío.
Muy bien. Va a hacer frío.
Va a hacer frío.
Muy bien. One final question. What is the weather today? Is?
¿Qué tiempo hace hoy?
¿Qué tiempo hace hoy? Imagine you're arriving back at your hotel, having spent an evening out in a warm summer's night, and you want to ask the receptionist, what is the weather going to do tomorrow? How would you say that?
¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
Perfecto. ¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
Muy bien. You can run all your A sounds together there. ¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
Okay, you sound a bit like a sheep, but you can run them all together. ¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
Exacto. If you're saying this quickly, ¿qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana?
Exacto. ¿Qué tiempo va a hacer mañana? Muy bien. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @LearnSpanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.